Alright folks, welcome back to another episode of Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me ask you this. Ever feel like your phone is an extension of your hand? Like, literally glued to it, scrolling through the endless loop of curated lives and manufactured happiness? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, we're not just mindless zombies here, right? We're smart, capable humans with real lives to live. This whole social media detox thing isn't about becoming a Luddite or rejecting technology altogether. It's about reclaiming your time, your energy, and ultimately, yourself. But before we dive into practical tips and tricks, we gotta get to the root of it. Why are you even considering reducing your social media use? You know that feeling when you finally put down your phone after a marathon scrolling session and realize you've wasted hours, maybe even an entire day? It's not just time, it's a sense of purpose. We need a why behind this detox journey. So, let's explore those whys, shall we? The 5 key takeaways that will make your social media detox not just a resolution but a revolution. 1. Reclaiming your time. Think about it. Every minute you spend scrolling is a minute stolen from something truly meaningful. That could be spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing a passion project, or even just enjoying the silence. Time is our most precious resource, and social media often siphons it away without us even realizing. 2. Boosting your focus. Let's face it, those endless notifications and curated feeds are designed to keep us hooked. It's like a dopamine roller coaster that leaves us craving more, but the constant distractions can seriously hinder our ability to focus on important tasks. Imagine how much more productive you could be if you weren't constantly battling your phone for attention. 3. Cultivating real-life connections. We often forget that social media is just a facade, a highlight reel of people's lives. True connections are built through genuine interactions, not filtered photos and witty captions. Reducing your social media use can free up space to nurture those real-life relationships that truly matter. 4. Boosting your mental well-being. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Social media can be a breeding ground for comparison, negativity, and anxiety. Seeing everyone else's seemingly perfect lives can make us feel inadequate and stressed. Taking a break from the digital noise can significantly improve your mental well-being and help you cultivate a more positive self-image. 5. Rediscovering your passion. Remember those things you used to love doing before social media consumed your every waking moment? Reading, painting, playing music, hiking, whatever it was, there's a good chance you've lost touch with that passion somewhere along the way. A social media detox can be your opportunity to reconnect with your inner self and rediscover what truly brings you joy. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah, a young professional, is constantly checking her phone throughout the day, scrolling through Instagram, catching up on Twitter, liking posts on Facebook. She feels overwhelmed, stressed, and constantly comparing herself to others. Her work suffers, she neglects her hobbies, and she barely has time for her loved ones. Sound familiar? One day, Sarah decides to take a social media break for a week. Initially, it's tough. She feels the urge to check her phone constantly, but she perseveres. To her surprise, she finds herself feeling more relaxed, focused, and productive. She starts catching up on books she'd been meaning to read, spending quality time with her friends and family, and even rekindling her old love for painting. By the end of the week, Sarah realizes that social media wasn't serving her, it was just stealing her time and energy. So, here's the bottom line. Reducing your social media use isn't about deprivation, it's about liberation. It's about reclaiming your time, energy, and focus to pursue what truly matters. Remember why you're doing this, for your mental well-being, for deeper connections, for rediscovering your passions. This isn't just about detoxing, it's about taking control of your digital life and living a more intentional, fulfilling existence. Now, go out there and make some real-life magic. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing this message. Let's spread the word and help each other reclaim our lives. Until next time, keep it real and stay connected, in the offline world, that is.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.